Welcome to the Visceral Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Schneider.
And I'm your co-host, Kimberly Doreen Burns.
Through this podcast, we aim to bring you the most current, up-to-date research on voice science, function, pain science, movement, and everything in between.
We also aim to bring you information and perspective from all angles of the theater industry.
I am on a quest to learn everything I can about the living, breathing body and its intricate connection to the voice. This podcast documents the continuation of my learning and my experience as a professional singer, a nutritional consultant, a movement practitioner, and a manual therapist.
And my learning as a professional performer, voice, acting, and musical theater educator.
Join us as we strive to provide current, knowledgeable, creative, and compassionate information
to help you restore, regain, and create happiness and success on your vocal journey.
Hi, Jada. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So to the listeners, we are doing this very awesome mini episode because I really wanted to introduce Jada to you. We will actually be doing a longer interview in April with a mental health series, and Jada will be on for a full episode then, and we'll be talking about some of her other work. So stay tuned in April. Jada will be with us then. But I wanted to introduce Jada to you because coming up in February, we have an awesome class, an awesome masterclass, and that is Overcoming the Manifestations of Anxiety. And that will be Wednesday, February 24th at 7:30. So you can tune in, you can sign up for that on the website, Overcoming the Manifestations of Anxiety, on Wednesday, the 24th at 7:30 with Jada. So Jada, tell us about you. You are a psychologist. You have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, a master of arts in forensic psychology. You have a doctorate in clinical psychology. Now coming into your own practice, which is part of what we want to talk to everyone about. So talk to me. What's going on? How did you get into all of this?
Honestly, it was kind of just a go with the flow type energy. My initial original goal in life was to be like this fashionable lawyer. I started college with a major in fashion design and a major in criminal justice. Everybody thought I was a little crazy mixing the two together because I love art. but the art class, not the art, the fashion design didn't pan out for me. It would have gave me an extra year because I didn't know how to sew. So I needed a whole other year to take on sewing classes, and I was not willing to do an extra year in college at the time. Mind you, I probably have about 10 years of college together. But yeah, I went to criminal justice, finished the degree in undergrad. My goal after undergrad, as I moved to New York, I'm like, I'm going to go to Columbia University. I'm going to be this prestigious lawyer and go to their law school. And none of that panned out. I kind of somehow navigated to forensic psychology, which then pushed me into liking psychology. And I just kind of just went from there. It was like, what's next? What's the next move? I don't like to sit still. I need movement. I like to keep moving. So if something is not moving or things are too still, I'll end up switching gears. And that's kind of how I went to the PhD track and then leading to kind of here. I'm not really moving at my current job with the correction facility. So I want to venture out into my own where I can kind of just be creative and do a little bit of a variety of things.
So you mentioned your private practice. What is the name of your private practice?
Yes, it's Reserved For You Psychological Services. I named it that because I want it to be literally a space that is reserved for any individual I work for. It is a space just for you to work on whatever it is that you have challenges with so that you can become whole and you can heal and just be the authentic person that you are seeking to be.
That is just awesome. So I'm super stoked. And you know that I've been such an advocate for you starting and launching your private practice. And so you've been licensed in New Jersey, and you recently also got licensed in New York.
Yes.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because, you know, especially in living in this technology day and age, in the pandemic and everything, with psychology, you have to be licensed in the state in which you are practicing. So how does that work over technology?
Yes, it's kind of, it's not complicated, but there's a lot. You can only practice, you can only see individuals in the state that you are licensed. So if I am working with individuals in that reside in New Jersey, I have to be licensed in New Jersey. And the same for New York. If I want to work with individuals that reside in New York, I have to be licensed. I don't have to physically be in the state, but I have to be licensed in the state that the individual is physically residing in. With the pandemic, there are other avenues that people can receive services. They have a SciPact agreement where there's like a bunch of states, not sure all of them, but they have like an agreement. If you are part of the agreement, you are covered for all those states in that agreement. So if I were to be part of that PACT agreement, all the states that fall under it, I can treat individuals in those states. So there's only, I want to say a handful, maybe not a handful. I'd say like 15, maybe, states that are involved in that. More are in the process of getting in there. Jersey is not in there. New York is not in there yet. But I know Jersey has it in their legislation to get in there. So once they get in there, I can actually be connected to a number of other states without actually having physically to apply for licensure in those states, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it seems so difficult right now with everyone having to be at home, and some people reside in New York, but maybe they had to go to, you know, a different location or maybe their parents' house or something during this time, even though they reside in New York. So it gets very complicated for sure.
Yes, it does.
So to the listeners, Jada and I know each other. Our girls are very good friends at school. And so, of course, with our girls going to school together, we started getting to know each other. And our daughters used to be, before the pandemic, in dance together. So we'd have a good hour of us sitting out waiting for the girls to be done. And we would just start chatting. And I was just really inspired and in awe of Jada and all of the stuff that she works towards. And so the more we talked, the more I was like, we have to collaborate. So that is why I'm very excited that in February, we will have our first collaboration.
I just wanted to chime in what you said before. Like, I was in awe of what you do. And I actually would sit and watch Christine edit her podcast while we were doing the dance class. So I was very interested in the work she was doing. So it's almost awesome how we kind of fell into place where we are right now. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. So Jada, thank you so much for popping on and doing this short mini episode as an introductory episode to you. And again, to the listeners, Jada will be doing a masterclass for the Visceral Voice. You can register online. It is Overcoming the Manifestations of Anxiety. And that, again, is Wednesday, February 24th at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we look forward to seeing you there. Jada, thanks so much for coming on and doing this interview with me today.
Yes, thank you for inviting me. And I'm excited for this masterclass.
Thank you all for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please tell your colleagues, students, and friends to subscribe, rate, and write us a review.
You can find us on Instagram or Facebook. And feel free to check out my website at www.thevisceralvoice.com for information on programs and upcoming events. I hope you join us next time for another wonderful conversation on
The Visceral Voice.